This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Soon we'll find out which of our contestants, Andrea or Colleen, will be today's big winner. But first, it's time to welcome our special guests. Their new film is called In a Valley of Violence. Please welcome director Ty West and actor James Ranson.
Thank you. Welcome
to Ask Me Another.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. Now, actually, we're going to talk about your new project in a moment, but first, how did you two meet?
You want to do this?
James?
No, I'll hear your story first, see if it's
true. We're going to hear your
version. The truth will lie somewhere in between.
Yeah, so it was many years ago, I think in late, I don't know, it was like 2008 or 2009, and I got a call being like, hey, there's a director that wants to have a general meeting with you. And he lived in New York, and he's like, well, he wants to meet at Cafe Mogador. And I was like, well, that's where I eat breakfast every day, so that sounds fine. And then I met him, and then he explained to me how he was very unhappy with the movie he did, so he took his name off of it. And I was like, all right, I want to work with this person.
Okay, so you saw him as a little bit of a rebel who had a lot of integrity in his work, and you thought...
It wasn't even the rebel, it was the integrity.
It was the integrity.
I'll back an artist over the money any day of the week.
Nice. Ty, does that coincide nicely?
That sounded great. I'm going to say that was exactly how it went down.
Can you say something nice about me, please?
And he was great, and Mogador was really great, too. I was a fan of his work, and we met, and then we kind of stayed in touch. We became friends, like you said, and now I wrote the role in A Valley of Violence specifically for him.
Oh, nice.
And off we went to make the movie, so it worked out.
Ty, as someone who has written and directed many horror movies like The Innkeepers, The House of the Devil, can you still be scared by a horror movie?
Very rarely. every once in a while there's a movie that's pretty cool, but I've seen a lot of movies, and when you make movies, you start to, I think a lot about how they're making it. So,
right.
But if a movie scares me, that means it's doing something that I can't quite figure. It's sort of like if you were like a magician and a magic, another magician, you're like, you just put it in the, but then if you do one and you don't know how they did it, you're like, huh. And that's, you know, so I'm always looking for that, like, but it doesn't happen as often as I'd like.
So your version of blood-curdling screaming is you going,
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, I was watching a video where you talked about the movie that inspired you to get into filmmaking. One of them is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, that's true.
Which is my favorite movie of all time.
It's a great movie.
Why did that inspire you?
I don't know. It was a movie that my parents had taped off on VHS off of like TBS, you know, with like the commercials in it. And I had watched it 1,000 times. And I think it was the first movie that really made me like, I didn't think about making movies when I was thinking about that movie, but it was the first movie that got me like super into it. I was like, movies are awesome. That started sort of like the snowball rolling, which led to being obsessed with the video store. And I was telling someone earlier today, we had a video store called Cinema Video in Wilmington, Delaware, and it was arranged by directors, which is like so pointless in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah, right.
So, but like good effort. And I would go in there and they had 5 for 5 Fridays where you could get 5 movies for $5 and you keep them for 5 days. And so that's all I would do, and I just got very obsessed, and that's sort of how I got into things. But Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first, like, I was obsessed with Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And then with the subsequent Indiana Jones movies?
Yeah, because one time I was at school, and I mentioned Indiana Jones, and some other kid was like, yeah, like Temple of Doom, and I was like, what's that? And he was like, that's the other movie, and I was like, what other movie? Because it was my favorite thing in the world, and I was like, what do you mean there's another movie? And then I started to think, like, did my parents keep this from me or did they just not know? And I don't know which one would be worse. Anyway, later that day I saw it. It was great. Monkey Brains, the whole thing. Still think it's a great movie.
My favorite
of the series, actually.
Yeah, my first two, I think, were Back to the Future and Top Gun as VHS, which explains my entire acting career right now. I think in retrospect, when I think about my influences.
That's what inspired you to get into acting?
I think so. I mean, it's like one of those things. It's like, was that the psychic impression that led me to do this? You know, as I retroactively look back on the whole thing.
Right. Well, I mean, most of our listeners know you from a lot of HBO shows. The Wire, Generation Kill. Yep. Tremé, all David Simon creations.
Yes. Yes.
What's going on there with you two?
I guess nothing anymore. Making a new show. I don't know. We have a very similar sense of humor. self-deprecating with a side of intellectual elitism. Sounds about right.
That I feel like that describes HBO in a lovely way. When you first started getting booked for projects, I don't know what your first moment where you were like, yeah, I'm going to be doing this full time forever.
I had done The Wire. I know that some indie movies, and then I was playing in bands for a while, and then I had some personal problems, drugs for a while. And I remember I got cast in Generation Kill, and I had to go to Africa, and I was going to live there for about a year. Mm-hmm. And like I was like, oh, this will be cool. And then I got to set, and they handed me a call sheet, and I was number two on it. And I was like, someone made a mistake, right? That's what I thought. I was like, this is too much responsibility for me. And I literally, it occurred to me in that moment that this is my job. Yeah.
Very good. And I guess you lived up to the responsibility.
Yeah. Still trying.
Still trying. Ty, now you direct and edit many of your projects.
Yes.
And so when you are directing, are you looking at it from the point of view of editing later, or are you just directing and going, I'll figure it out later?
More the former. To me, it's like writing, directing, editing for me is just like filmmaking. It's sort of the same thing. You kind of think of an idea and then you write it down so that other people can understand your idea, and then you direct it because that was the goal, and then you kind of saw it in your, at least I saw it in my head beforehand. So, but also I've made a lot of small movies, so it's a way to be economical and to be able to shoot, like, I just need this, this, and this, and they'll go together. But I'll shoot this just in case I'm wrong.
Now, if you were given free reign, you know, whatever, thousands of millions of gazillions dollars, and you could hire it out, which one would you give up?
Oh, well, with that kind of money, I wouldn't have to. But, you know, they're all
just,
they're all really traumatic in their own right. So everyone, it's like, the thing is, when you're writing, you're like, ugh, I hate writing. I wish I was directing. And then when you're directing, you're like, if only I was just back writing where there wasn't everybody screaming at me. And then when you're editing, you're thinking like, oh, why did I think I want to do this? I wish I was back. So it's just a constant grass is greener thing. So if I farmed it out to somebody else, I would just be like, why did I not do it myself? So it's a no, there's too much self-hatred for me to ever get through this. Yeah, I just have making movies.
Can you answer the question? No. Which one will you give up for the billions of dollars?
I won't do it. This is the problem with integrity.
Yeah.
Comes at a cost.
Made a huge mistake.
That is true.
Let's talk about your new project, In a Valley of Violence. Ty, In a Valley of Violence is a departure for you genre-wise, but I can imagine that there are some crossover. But why did you want to write a Western?
Well, I had made a movie called The Sacrament that was a movie that was like really all, it was a heavily based in realism. It was like a fake documentary trying to be real. It was using a real brand, a real tragedy. All the violence in that film, it was a horror movie, but it wasn't like escapism. It was really confrontational, really tragic. It was a real bummer to watch because it was like really brutal. And that was kind of the goal. And then when that was done, I didn't want to do anything having to do with realism. I wanted to do traditional cinematic, and that to me was a Western. So I had an idea for one, and I came to New York and I met Ethan Hawke, and I pitched him the idea for the movie, and he liked it, and I said, I'm gonna go home, write the script, and I'll send it to you the day you wrap, and if you don't like it, we never have to talk about it again, but if you do like it, let's make this movie.
Yeah.
And so I went home and frantically wrote the script, and I sent it to him, and then the day after he wrapped, he was like, I dig it, let's do it.
And what makes a Western other than cowboys and setting?
I don't know. And there's something kind of cool about these sort of traditional archetypes of cinema. And I think it's about individualism. I think it's about exploration and whatnot. All these answers are going to get more unpretentious as they go on.
That's okay.
Go on.
No. But yeah, I think it's different for every person. But I think individualism is a big part of it.
If you lived in the Old West, what would your job be?
I would be the madam. That's what the job I want.
James figured it out immediately.
I thought he was going to go like the sheriff or something. But I don't know. I'd probably be I'd live out in a weird cabin somewhere in the middle. I'd be a weird hermit person probably.
A recluse.
Just somewhere in the woods thinking deep thoughts.
Right. A Western takes place.
Oh, you're going for crazy prospector?
Yes. Yeah. That would be my role.
Somebody's coffee. And you're like, this is mud.
Exactly.
Their new film is In a Valley of Violence. Let's have a big hand for Ty West and James Ransom. Are you guys ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
Yes, let's do it.
So, in the spirit of the Western, you two will face off in an Ask Me Another showdown. So here are the rules. Jonathan, Colt, and I will give you clues to an answer with the word West in it.
So, for example, if I gave you the clues graduation, Beyonce had the greatest video of all time, Rapper?
Kanye West.
I thought I had hit the button.
You got it.
Here we go. Dule Hill, 1999 through 2006. Walking and Talking. Aaron Sorkin. Tie.
The West Wing.
The West Wing is correct, yes.
I'm not a big TV guy.
Just because it wasn't a David Simon show.
Touche, my friend.
Here's your next one. Budget. Open seating. Tie.
Southwest Airlines. You are
correct. See, you've spent some time in the old Southwest.
So much time on open seating Southwest.
All right, here's your next one. Fandy Newton. Androids.
Dude.
Sorry. I almost didn't do it, but it's Westworld.
Ty West, the answer is Westworld.
Pillow. Ice bucket. Occupancy rate. Maid service. James.
Best Western?
Best Western, that's correct.
Well, thanks for throwing me that softball.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, this one's a little harder.
Okay.
Lowercase font, statement mirrors, ombre mercury vases, mid-century lighting. James.
West Elm.
Why, you are correct. Do you enjoy that store?
Don't I look like a shabby chic guy to you?
You do.
The end of Back to the Future 2.
Oh.
Yellow and black. No bank account required. Telegram. Tie.
Western Union.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was right on top of that one. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Guess what? This is your last clue. Anita. Romeo and Juliet. Stephen Sondheim. Sharks and Jets. James.
West Side Story.
That is correct, yes. Puzzleguru Archung, how did our esteemed guests do?
They both did amazing. Ty, you won the game, but congratulations, you both win Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
Ah!
All right. Ah.
Let's have a big hand for Ty West and James Ransom.
Thank you.
Thank you.